This is the MashVisor Real Estate Podcast. Top 5 rental properties this week, episode number 12. Hey guys, it's Mike Richardson, Senior Investor Consultant and Product Specialist here at MashVisor. I'm happy to welcome you back to episode number 12 of our Real Estate Investing Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week. I hope that you enjoyed the Easter holiday. Did you know that Easter marks the beginning of the best time of the year to buy a real estate property? Late spring and summer have traditionally been the best time to buy a house. That's when the most properties get listed for sale, which means that you have plenty of inventory to choose from. Also, that's when the real estate market sees the largest price cuts. So you can actually buy a great property at a much more affordable price than the rest of the year. So if you're thinking of getting started in real estate investing for 2021, now it's the time to start looking for a property and get your finances in order. As always, I'm here to help. Just like any other week, this week I will show you 5 of the absolutely most profitable rental properties in the U.S. housing market. I've selected these properties with the help of the MashVisor platform. If that's the first time that you hear about MashVisor, MashVisor is this really cool real estate investment platform which helps you find lucrative real estate deals within your budget within a few clicks of a button. We gather nationwide real estate data from multiple reliable sources such as the MLS, Airbnb directly, public records, and others. Then we apply our machine learning algorithms based on artificial intelligence and predict or analyze deals using big data. And the result is detailed, trustworthy analysis of entire real estate markets as well as individual investment properties at your fingertips. You can easily and quickly repeat the same process that I go through each week to find the top performing Airbnb and traditional rental properties in the U.S. market. The MashVisor platform allows you to enter your exact investment requirements and expectations. You choose your market, budget, expected rental income, preferred rental strategy, and expected return on investment. And our search engines provide you with a list of all available properties for sale which match your exact specifications. You can arrange them by price or by cash on cash return. And that's not all. For each property, you get comprehensive analysis of its investment potential. You can see what costs you can expect to incur. You can see what rental income and occupancy rates the properties will be able to generate based on the performance of rental comps in that area. And then you get estimates of cash flow, the cash on cash return, the cap rates that the property will be able to provide you as an investment. All these numbers cover both the traditional and Airbnb strategy so that you can decide on the optimal rental strategy for each and every property in the U.S. residential market. So for this week, I've used the MashVisor app to find top real estate investing opportunities especially for you. I looked at a few different markets that I know are currently hot for investors. I looked at a different property price points. I looked at different property prices and types. I looked at both properties that are ideal for traditional renting and properties that are perfectly suitable for Airbnbs. From my work with investors, I know that each investor has different needs and expectations. So I made sure to cover a range of various opportunities. Before we start looking at the properties that I have for you this week, let me tell you a little bit about them. These are all MLS listings, which are currently available for sale. I checked each one of them right before recording the podcast to make sure that they're still listed for sale. However, this won't be the case for long. Properties like these don't stay on the market for more than a couple of weeks. Actually, I followed up on the properties that got featured in the previous episode of our podcast a few days after the episode is released, and most of them are already gone. So if you like any of these properties, if you think any of them is the right fit for you, make sure to check it out right away. You'll find a link to each of these properties in the show notes below. The links will take you to the property listings on our platform. There you will see the data and information that you can expect from renting real estate listings. You will see the property address, property type, listing price, as well as detailed descriptions of the home with all of the features, characteristics, and amenities. And in addition to all the standard information, you will also find detailed investment analysis for each property. It's based on actual rental comps from that neighborhood. And one last thing before we get started, I want to assure you that MashVisor is not involved in the sale of these properties. We are not a brokerage, and we don't make money from buying and selling real estate. What we do is to help you analyze investment properties to choose the best deal for yourself. We've turned 3 months of real estate research into just 15 minutes. So guys, let's take a look at the five best rental properties in the US market for this week. This week, we're going to be looking at the largest and hottest primary real estate markets. First on our list is in the city of San Jose, California. In 2021, San Jose is a hot, hot seller's market. Most homes for sale receive multiple offers and buyers are really competing with each other. If you are a beginner investor, you really should consider hiring one of the top real estate agents in the area to get the property you like. It's also important to have your finances in order to be able to help you make an offer on the property. Getting pre-approved for a loan will help in such a hot market where sellers have plenty of buyers to choose from. According to our estimates, the median property price in that area is $994,000 at this moment. This comes as no surprise considering that San Jose is the financial, economical, and cultural capital of the Silicon Valley. It's also the largest and busiest city in Northern California. But I've been able to find you much more affordable deals. The growing economy and the strong labor market are the main factors driving the trends in San Jose's real estate market. The population is growing steadily, and about 40% of the local market chooses to rent rather than own a home. This means that the market for traditional rentals is looking good, even for beginner landlords. According to MashVisor data, this is the most profitable rental strategy in San Jose's market. The property address, or is a single family home. The address is 633 Shadow Creek Fairgrounds, San Jose, California, and the zip code is 95136. The asking price is $339,900, offering you three beds, two baths, and 1,200 square footage. It's a new built home, looks great, it's a suitable fit to be rented through a traditional strategy. Its potential rental income is $3,145. That, and with your recurring expenses at right around $900, that puts your cash flow at $1,127. With the recurring expenses, we are accounting for things like insurance, management fees, maintenance, and property taxes. With that type of cash flow and putting a property or putting 20% down on a deal like this, that is around $67,000. You'd be paying off your monthly mortgage of around $1,100, and that puts your cash flow at $1,100. And your cash on cash return at 18% with a potential cap rate of 8%. What's great about this property is the vacancy is extremely low. It's only at 5%. So you will be doing outstanding in a market like this. The optimal strategy in this area is a single family home with a traditional strategy anywhere between 4 and 3 bedrooms. So finding the right priced home that's really ready to be rented through a traditional strategy is extremely important. With the right rental value, you should easily be able to generate outstanding returns. So if you are an investor who is looking into a potential traditional investment, looking into strong, stable, high demand markets, where you can also cash flow and hopefully down the road have a chance to generate more return through appreciation, this is a market for you, and this is the exact property that you should be looking at. So if this sounds like a deal for you, feel free to check out this property in our show notes below. Next on our list is in Washington, D.C. As the capital city, Washington, D.C. has always attracted people to live there as well as millions of travelers and tourists. In 2021, Washington, D.C. is a seller's market. Inventory is extremely low. Home prices have appreciated greatly over the past year. And these trends are expected to continue into 2021 and 2022. At the moment, the median property price is $652,000, according to our data at MashVisor. But prices are on the rise. So if you think about investing in Washington, it's better to start your property search sooner than later. Our analysis of the market shows that both rental strategies can yield extremely great return. But on average, traditional rentals are more profitable. However, this really depends on the specific property that you're looking at and the exact location it is. As much as 61% of the population rents, so demand is extremely strong for long-term rentals. And the occupancy rate is one of the most important determinants of profitability in real estate investing. The short-term rental industry has been growing in the last decade, but Airbnb properties face some restricted regulations in Washington. So if you plan to opt for this rental strategy, it's wise to hire a local property manager who will be able to advise you on the best practices and to ensure that you comply with all the local rules and regulations. What's interesting about the property that we have for today is that it offers both Airbnb and traditional returns. So you'll have the chance to choose the rental strategy that you're interested in. It's a single family home. The address is 2801 Channing Street Northeast, and that's in Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20018. The asking price is $719,900, offering you four beds, four baths, 1,700 square footage. It is an absolutely gorgeous single family home. The property looks great. It's well renovated, offers all the amenities needed for it to be a very successful property for both sides. It's only been on the market for 6 days at this point, and it offers, as mentioned, both rental strategies, Airbnb and traditional. Your traditional income will be around $4,000 a month, which is a really low vacancy rate. You'd be paying off your recurring expenses. They will be around $1,400. And with your monthly mortgage, you will be on the positive. That puts your cap rate at 4.26%. So a great, stable cap rate for this property price. For Airbnb, on the other hand, it's much more lucrative. It will generate around $7,000 a month with your mortgage at $2,300 a month, putting 20% down, and your recurring expenses, including local management fees, of around $2,900. That puts your cash flow at above $1,600. That will put your cash on cash return at 13% and your cap rate at 6.72%, with a very strong and stable occupancy rate of 61%. And in this market, a lot of Airbnbs have been able to perform much better with their occupancy rates, and local management companies have really been able to influence the occupancy rate and help you expand further. So as that occupancy rate is customized and you account for that difference, you'll see much more expansion for this property as a potential Airbnb. It's important, as mentioned, to work with a local management company because there are some regulations and you want to assure yourself that you're doing the right thing in the process of buying this potential Airbnb and knowing that you have a traditional strategy to lean back on. Next on our list is in the city of Austin, Texas. The state of Texas as a whole is one of the best places to invest in real estate in 2021. And Austin is one of the hottest markets in Texas. At this moment, Austin's a seller's market, which means that there are much more buyers than sellers. And this trend is expected to grow over spring and summer season. So if you'd like to investigate the opportunity to invest in a rental property in Austin, you should act right now. Our data at MashFizer shows the median property price in Austin is $733,000. This is more than twice the national average for home values. This means that you should get your finances sorted out before starting buying a property in this market. You'll most likely need a mortgage loan, as it's one of the most non-affordable markets. It's extremely expensive, but with local low interest rates dominating the economy right now, it's a good time to buy an investment property with a mortgage. The good news is that Austin is a good location for both rental strategies, traditional and Airbnb. This is a major city with large population growing at above average rates. The economy is strong and doing extremely well. Job opportunities on Austin are attracting many, both from state and out of state. More than half of the population rents at a home rather than owning, so demand for long-term rentals is strong. But what's really interesting about this market is the short-term rental game. With the numerous tourist attraction, Austin also brings in many short-term visitors. The local Airbnb industry has been growing over the past decade. However, a few years ago, the local authorities introduced some very, very specific regulations for vacation rentals. This means that you have to be very careful if you decide to go with this strategy. I would highly recommend working with a local property manager company to make sure that you comply with the local laws and regulations, that you run a profitable Airbnb business. Because the property that we have for you today is geared specifically towards Airbnb, it's extremely important to have or work with a local management company that can help you through the process. The address for the home, or it's a single family home, the address is 5213 Buchana Draw Road, and that's in Austin, Texas, 78738. And that's in Barton Creek. The neighborhood is a great location geared specifically towards Airbnb. The asking price is $622,000, offering you four beds, three baths, 2,479 square footage. That puts the price per square footage around $250. So that's a great price for a property like this. It's well renovated, offers great amenities. It's in a great location of the city. that you can guarantee great traffic. The average Airbnb occupancy rate in the area is around 61%. So there is a strong Airbnb market here. It's only been on the market for 25 days. It's been built in 2016. So it's a property, it's new, and it offers you great opportunities as a potential Airbnb strategy. You can expect around $7,893 a month at this price point. And your recurring expenses would be around $3,720. If you're going to finance a deal like this, you'll be cash flowing easily with putting 20% down. As an example, that puts your potential cap rate at 8.5% and a stable occupancy rate at 55%. By paying off your monthly mortgage to get into a deal like this, you'd be putting around $125,000 down, paying off a monthly mortgage of around $2,000. So it's only 25% of the total income that the property will generate. And you can, after your mortgage and all of your expenses, including that management fee, a high management fee, you'd be cash flowing over $2,000 a month. That puts your cash on cash return right around 20%. So you have stable Airbnb occupancy rate in the area. The property's occupancy rate is extremely stable. The numbers make sense on a deal like this. This property will not last long. So if this is a property that sounds like a good fit for you, the price point is convenient for you, I would highly recommend exploring it, especially since Austin is one of the best markets to invest into real estate. And really about this market is being able to maintain because there's so much appreciation going on. You can expect so much more growth down the road. So you need something that will generate enough cash flow to be able to help you withstand and also generate some additional income. So a property like this will offer you that flexibility. So if you think that this is a deal that sounds suitable for you, again, please check out the property right away and just validate the numbers. Take a look for yourself. See if it's going to be the right property. Next on our list is in San Francisco, California. San Francisco is a primary market. It's a hot seller's market in 2021. Currently, there are about two months of inventory, which makes the market particularly hot. Sellers really have the upper hand in the real estate transactions in San Francisco. Our analysis shows that the median value of real estate listings is $1,453,000 at this moment, but I've been able to find you a great property listing for about two-thirds of the price. Still, I really recommend hiring an agent if you would like to invest in this market. An agent will be able to help you with not only finding a good deal, but also with negotiating the best possible price and closing quickly. San Francisco is the financial, business, commercial, and cultural central of North California. It's a really busy city, which has a lot to offer to both long-term residents and short-term visitors. That's why it's such a hot market, a great place for investing in real estate properties. Generally, the traditional rental market has been extremely profitable. That's mostly because of the strong rental demand. The high property prices prohibit the local population from buying a home. Experienced investors are able to find good and affordable deals, and you can do the same with the right analysis tool. Almost two-thirds of the population rents due to the high price-to-rent ratio. If you are buying a traditional rental property in San Francisco, you'll be able to rent it out right away. In 2015, the city legalized short-term rentals in different building types. This is good news for those of you who are considering buying an Airbnb property in San Francisco, as this is a really hot tourist and business traveler destination. So the deal that we have for you today is geared more towards the Airbnb strategy. It's this gorgeous condo. The address is 1153 Sanchez Street, San Francisco, California. The area is NoValley. The zip code is 94114. The asking price is $999,000. That offers you three beds, one bath, around 984 square footage. It's a great property in a great part of town. It's not been on the market for too long. You'll be looking at an outstanding Airbnb rental strategy of around $8,883 averagely per month over a year period with 58% Airbnb occupancy rate. You'll have your monthly expenses of around $4,000. That puts your cap rate at almost 6%. Financing a deal like this by putting 20% down or 25% down, easily doing that, you'd be investing around $250,000 upfront, and you'd be paying off your monthly mortgage. That's a great value that you should be generating through Airbnb. You won't be able to do that through traditional. Annual cash flow around $1,872, 25% down, and your cash on cash return would be around almost 8%. 5.76%. So this is a great property. The average Airbnb occupancy rate is 62% in the area. The rental income, or the average rental income in the area, has been growing. And looking at the neighborhood, the optimal strategy is an Airbnb, typically anywhere between 3 to 4 beds. So a deal like this is absolutely priced well and gives you great outstanding rates of return. So if this sounds like a property that you're interested in, you're considering investing into California, you're looking for a strong Airbnb property and in a great location that brings in a lot of tourist attraction, this is one of those markets that you should be exploring. And this is a property that will be an absolutely suitable deal for you. So feel free to check out this property right away in our show notes below. Last but not least, it is actually the best deal that we have for today. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas has been one of the best places to invest in rental properties in the U.S., especially for Airbnb strategies. At this moment, Las Vegas is a hot seller's market. Inventory is very low. There is less than 2 months of inventory for single-family homes, for example. So if you're thinking of investing in Las Vegas real estate, you should really consider hiring an agent. An experienced agent will be able to move you offer forwards and make sure that you can close one of those hot deals. Our data shows that the median price of home listings stands at $522,000 in April. While this is the above the national average, it is still the cheapest market on our list for today. This makes it much more accessible for first-time investors as long as they secure property financing. While both rental strategies can yield great results, Las Vegas remains a perfect location for investing into short-term rental properties. Our team estimates the average cap rate for Airbnb rentals at almost 9%, which is one of the highest value nationwide, especially when you're looking at a major city. Of course, this is just an average value, and individual properties are able to generate even double-digit returns. However, keep in mind that local authorities have introduced some new regulations in order to regulate and limit the widespreading Airbnb industry. So you should really consider hiring a property management company to make sure that you comply with the local laws and still start a profitable real estate business. Typically with most major cities, you're going to have a lot of regulations. So always when you're focused on local cities or larger cities, you want to focus and work with local management companies who will help you in the process. Now, the deal that we have for you today is priced extremely well. It's around half of the median price in the area. I really thought this is a great property. Just taking a look at the properties, it's a vintage Vegas townhome in a great location of the city. It looks absolutely phenomenal. The address is 3525 Victoria Avenue. And that's in Winchester, Las Vegas, Nevada. The zip code is 89121. The asking price is only $280,000, offering you 4 beds, 3 baths, 1,920 square footage. The property has only been on the market for 13 days as of today. The rental value for this property price is absolutely fantastic. The income is around $4,778 with your recurring expenses at $1,760. That helps you cash flow $3,000 a month. And you'll put your cap rate at 12.93%, so almost 13% on a $280,000 home. That's absolutely phenomenal. Your occupancy rate is at 54%, so financing a deal like this is so easy. You can easily put 20% down on a property like this. That will be around $56,000, so it's easy to get into a property like this and getting financed well. Your monthly mortgage would be around $923. You're paying off your recurring expenses and still cash flowing almost $2,100. That puts your cash on cash return at almost 40%. This is one of the best deals I've seen on the platform. It's an absolutely outstanding deal, especially for investors who are interested in buying in major cities, who are looking for outstanding potential Airbnbs. This is the property for you. The average occupancy rate in the area is around 61%. The optimal strategy in this specific neighborhood is Airbnb based off MashVisor's data. So you're in an Airbnb market with stable, strong Airbnb occupancy rate. Your occupancy rate for your property aligns really well with the traffic that is coming into the area. So you have an optimal property in an optimal location. This is a deal that you should absolutely check out, even if you have not considered investing in Vegas, because the numbers on a property like this are worthwhile. So I would highly recommend to check out this property right away. So these are the five top performing investment properties in the U.S. residential real estate market right now. All these properties are available for sale at this moment, but they won't stay on the market for long. Hot real estate investment opportunities like this are gone within a couple of weeks at most, based on my experience. So if any of these properties seem like it might be the right fit for you or your investment strategy, make sure to check it out right away. You can find a link to each of these listings in the show notes below. And even if none of these properties grabbed your attention, I would still recommend that you visit our platform at mashvisor.com. By applying a few simple filters, you can search for Airbnb and traditional properties which match your criteria as an investor. And then you can see our rental property calculator to analyze these properties to see what rental income, occupancy rate, and return you can expect. What's really cool about Mashvisor's platform is that you can adjust any of these numbers as you see. As our episode is coming to an end, I don't want to leave before I give you a special gift. I have a special promotion for you, which is only available for our listeners. With promo code TOP5, that is capital T, capital O, capital P, and then the number 5, you get to try the Mashvisor platform for absolutely free for 7 days. And this way, you can test the platform and tools for yourself. You can make sure that it fits your expectations and needs. And if you decide to stay with us after the end of your free trial, you will get a 15% discount on the most trusted source of real estate data and analytics in the U.S. residential market. So please check out Mashvisor. It will help you turn 3 months of research into just 15 minutes. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed hearing about the five best real estate investment opportunities this week. Make sure to check them out on the links available in the show notes. And if none of them seems like the right fit for you, remember that I'll be back next week with more amazing opportunities. Meanwhile, happy investing.